The following program may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
It's the Saturday Morning Cereal.
They're great!
What's your emergency?
I wish we had some Cap'n Crunch.
Death waited in the dark at the hands of a man they called the Night Stalker.
Always have to be Lucky Charms.
Yahoo! I'm cuckoo!
Theodore Robert Bundy, you are charged 2 counts burglary, 2 counts murder in the first degree, 3 counts attempted murder in the first degree.
I'll plead not guilty right now.
The refrigerator where Jeffrey Dahmer kept body parts.
They're magically delicious.
I am prepared to die if you say it is necessary.
Recognize me, damn it!
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Silly rabbit.
After a brief hiatus, we are back. It is your Saturday Morning Cereal.
We missed one episode. One. And I have gotten message after... I mean, I'm very excited. I'm glad that you guys like it as much as we like doing them.
Yeah.
But calm down. It was going to happen.
Wow.
Well, it's because it was every other week.
Right.
But then when you miss a week...
It feels like, yeah, you go through 3 weeks without having one.
Listen, don't mess with people's regimen.
I know.
That's, okay.
But the problem was, the big thing that got in the way was Coachella. We went out to Coachella, and that threw a wrench in like the rest of our April, so we just didn't have time to do anything.
That's true. That Coachella thing really threw April off.
Yeah, for everything.
Yeah.
And then we had the food drive the week after
that's right.
Like, there was just a lot happening on the station.
I think I took a vacation at one point.
Yeah, you did take a vacation.
Yeah.
My son got sick.
Your son got sick. Yeah,
there was so much going on. So we apologize that it is late, but we do have a new story.
Are we suitable for all ages on this one? How are we feeling? Is this graphic in nature?
I mean... It does talk about murder, so I would say that if your baby's not cool with murder, then A, get a cooler baby, but 2, if like you're not cool with it, then don't listen to this. But I make sure that everyone knows that going in.
Okay.
On but you're not going to tell like gory details, right?
I mean, it never gets super explicit. We kind of gloss over the gross stuff, but this one's actually not all that gross. It's... just a little bit funny. It's just a little bit funny.
It's
and it shouldn't
funny?
Be, but I'm a bad person. So we're
it's
gonna
about death.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. It is.
Let's take
I don't know
it
what
away.
Else you want from
Do
me,
it.
Man. All right. This one is I first heard about it from an episode of My Favorite Murder. And then that led me to a video called Story Map Dublin, where they just literally tell like ghost stories and like old historical facts about Dublin, Ireland.
Okay.
Which is really cool. That's where this takes place. And there are a few really great articles. I'll make sure to put my sources in the comment, or I'm sorry, in the description of this podcast. But this is the story of Billy Davis from the late 1700s, is better known as Billy in the Bowl. Here's the thing. Billy was born with no legs. Mm. No legs at all. Now, here's the other crazy part, though. And he was born to a poor family. He ended up going to live at the House of Institute. The House of Institute, back in the day, was kind of just like the poorhouse. And it was where basically the upkeep of this house was funded exclusively through taxes levied through sedan chairs. Are you familiar with what a sedan chair is?
No.
I want you to think Billy Porter... from the gala where he had all those buff men carrying him on a basically like a throne.
Right.
That's a sedan chair.
I'm going to
so
have one
people
of those
carrying around. Well, you're, good news. If you do it in England or in Ireland, they are going to charge a tax and they're going to fund the poorhouse with it.
So that's how they got their money.
That's how they got their money, was taxing the sedan chairs. They're like, hey, it's cool if you want a bunch of poor people to carry you around. Whatever. You're rich. You can do whatever you want.
Of course.
But you got to help fund the poor people.
So let me ask you, is this kind of like where they put anyone who was like, quote, not normal?
Yeah. So it was the extremely poor, children under the age of 8 with no parents. Because if you're over the age of 8, then you got to work in the mills or whatever. It was for the mentally ill and the physically disabled.
Got it. Okay.
And so that's where Billy ended up. But and here's the thing. I can't find any articles on this, but I vaguely remember on the episode of My Favorite Murder, Karen talking about how Billy was at this poorhouse and they were taking care of him. But then somehow there was this big argument, I think, in Parliament. And basically they stated that because Billy had no legs, he was not a full person, and they no longer had to care for him. So the House of Industry ended up kicking Billy out.
So even though he needed help, they said, listen, you're only two-thirds a person.
You're only, yeah.
You're not a whole.
Right. So we don't need to take care of you.
So scat.
So a local blacksmith did what they could for Billy. Here's the thing. Before I go any further, there's one detail that I've left out.
Okay.
Billy is hot. Like, everyone agrees that Billy is like a total smoke show. He's got this like long curly hair. He's got these bright eyes. Like, he's just, for all intents and purposes,
okay,
just like one of the hottest homeless dudes you'll ever see in your life. See, I told you it's a little bit funny.
It's funny.
And it's not supposed to be, okay, but it is. Yeah. Facts are facts. Okay. I don't know what you want from me. So this super hot beggar with no legs has no way of getting around. So a local blacksmith takes a big iron bowl and he attaches wheels to the bottom and then gives Billy two planks of wood and he just sort of rows himself through the streets of Dublin like he's in a canoe. And so if you just hear, like, they say to this day that the ghost of Billy and the bowl haunts Dublin and you'll be able to hear a bowl scraping along the cobblestone streets.
Sure.
So that's where we're at with Billy.
Okay.
He's been kicked out of the House of Industry. He has nothing but just him and his bowl.
He has a bowl.
He's got a bowl. Uh-huh. And if you have a bowl, you're doing okay.
That's right.
So Billy, here's the thing. There were a lot of beggars at this time. It was the 1700s. Everyone was a beggar, yeah, basically. And most people would target travelers. So if you were a beggar, obviously the people that lived there weren't going to help you because they see you every day. Like, they're not interested. But you would go after people who were new to the city and you try to get them to give you a few shillings or whatever. I don't know.
Sure.
Old Irish money.
Right. A potato.
A potato. But Billy was really lucky because he was super hot. So instead of going after the tourists like everybody else or the travelers, he went after the working class. And he specifically loved charming all of the servant girls. So he would go up to the very rich houses and he'd go to the, I don't know if they had back doors, he'd go to wherever the servants lived, and he would make friends with all of these big old servant gals, and they all just loved him, and they pitied him. They were like, oh, poor Billy. So they would just throw food into his bowl. So he would come out and be like, hey, baby, what's up? And they'd throw, like, scraps of meat in there. So at this point, Billy is now a canoe. He's basically a soup. He's a he's a crock pot on wheels.
He's a gumbo. I picture, like, Bugs Bunny. Like sitting in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And they just throw, it's like trick or treating, but way grosser because it's just meat scraps.
Man.
We've come a long way in this world, haven't we?
Yeah, not that far though. I don't know if you've walked downtown Salt Lake City lately. Okay. It's not much better. But yeah, so they would throw all these scraps. So he was doing okay for himself. Now, the other part about being popular is that you've got to run with the popular crowds. Billy loved to drink. He loved to go into the pubs. He loved having a beer. He loved maybe a few beers, maybe several hundred beers.
So he would wheel himself into the pubs?
Into the pubs.
Okay.
With his little pole.
Okay.
Beer is also a good marinade.
That's true.
There you go. So if we're going to continue with this soup, we're just going to dump in some beer. And so he would go in. He was a drunk and a gambler. So it wasn't enough to just get food scraps. He obviously needed to figure out some way to get some money. And unfortunately, the servant girls didn't have any money. They just had food.
Yeah.
So he decided that what he would do is start robbing people. Because that's what you do, right? That's the next logical step from being a boy in a bowl made of soup. You're no longer the soup boy. Now you're the robber.
I'm on his side.
Yeah, right?
Amen.
Come on.
He's doing anything he can.
Yeah.
So basically what he would do is he would get into his bowl. He'd row somewhere into like a corner and he'd wait for one woman to come walking down the street. And here's the thing. You have to realize this guy is yoked at this point because not only is he dragging himself around when he's not in his bowl, he's also moving an iron bowl through cobblestone streets.
Oh, yeah.
He is just, he's got these big wide shoulders, these big old arms, like he's enormous. So he would hide around the corner, and then as the woman came out, was approaching, he'd throw himself out of his bowl, so he would, like, launch himself.
Oh, my gosh.
And he'd lay in the gutter, and he would scream for help. Help me. Please help me. Please help me. So these girls would walk up to him, and they would try to pick him up, but as soon as they bent down to pick him up, he would grab him, strangle him, drag him into the bushes, and leave them that, like, steal all their stuff, and then he would just leave them there. So
he murdered them.
No. Oh. Just that when they'd come to eventually.
Oh, okay.
He'd just make them pass out.
Okay.
He'd hop in his bowl and he'd bowl away. He'd just skitter away in his little bowl. So I know. John's having a really hard time with
really
this.
Hard time.
it's a fine line you walk when you talk about things like
it's
this.
True.
I don't care. It's a
great.
Good story.
Yeah.
So this goes on for a few weeks. But one night he picks the wrong girl. The video from Story Map Dublin, the guy's name is Ahern. He says that he picked a hefty servant girl, which is like my favorite phrase.
That's awesome.
From now on, refer to me as a hefty servant girl. He says that he picked a fight with a hefty servant girl. She put up a fight. So in order to save himself, he had to kill her. Kills her, leaves her body there. Now, this is the same year that Dublin has its first organized official police force. They hadn't had one up to this point. It's the 1700s. We hadn't figured that out quite yet. And this is the first case that the Dublin police force has to figure out who murdered this girl.
Oh,
so there was just police presence everywhere. So he had to kind of back off from robbing girls because by the time the girls would come to, they wouldn't even remember. You'd think they would be easy to be like, yeah, it was the guy in the bowl
right.
that robbed me.
That's what I was thinking.
When they passed out, they had no memory of what happened. So they'd come to and they'd be like, I don't know. Or they were embarrassed to tell everyone that they got taken down by some guy in a bowl.
I would be.
Some beggar in some
towards
bowl.
That
Who's going to believe this?
Yeah.
Right. So he abstains for a few months because the police are actively searching for him. Now, his funds eventually run dry, and he couldn't stay away from the bar. He had to keep going back. And to be fair, that's not a great time. You know, I'd want a little pint every now and then.
Listen,
just to deal with what was going on day to day.
Absolutely.
So he ends up attacking and robbing more women. And that's when police start stepping up their patrols, so they're really out for him. Okay, here's where it all comes to a head. One night, two female cooks are making their way back to their lodging, and they had decided, like, they had saved up their money, they went out to the theater, there was just like a gals' night on the town, they decided to go home, and they heard a groaning coming from the bush. Because he had thrown himself out of his bowl, was laying in the bushes. So they went in to go to see what was okay. Here's the problem, though. He, from around the corner, only saw one woman, so he thought he was attacking one woman.
Oh.
He wasn't accounting for the second one that was there. So when they bent down into the bushes to help him, he grabbed the one girl, and the other girl starts freaking out because he's strangling her, and then that kind of scares him as well. Well, the girl that he didn't have ripped a pin out of her hair and stabbed him in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Stabbed him right in the eye.
Dude, that's what you get.
Yeah, and so I don't know if you guys have ever seen a hat pin, but they are long. They're like one long spike. She stabbed him right in the eye with her hair pin. So he starts screaming bloody murder because he just got stabbed in the eye. And he doesn't have his bowl, and he doesn't know how to get home.
Dude, no legs, one eye.
Yeah, he's messed up.
Not going well.
Yeah, and it's obviously he's the one that's strangling all these girls. In fact, I can't remember. I think it's Stony Brook is what it. I don't remember. There's the name of the neighborhood, and that's what they named him was the Stony Brook Strangler.
better than Billy in the Bull.
It's better than Billy in the Bull. Anything is better than Billy in the Bull. But unfortunately, that's what he's remembered for all these years. What is this, like 400 years later, and we're still talking about that bull? He's probably so mad. his howling, he screamed so loudly in pain that the entire neighborhood rushed and saw what was happening. The police found him, grabbed him, picked up all of his most valuable possessions, which were, of course, a bowl and his oars.
Right.
That's all he had. And they took him over to prison. Now, they couldn't exactly prove that he was the one killing all these women. Obviously, they assumed, because it was the same MO that had happened a bunch of times before. So he was convicted. He got put in jail on Green Street. And here's the thing. even though he was severely disabled, because now he's down to one eye, no legs.
My gosh.
He got sentenced to hard manual labor in prison. So, yeah, that's how he spent the rest of his days, just laboring in a prison until he died.
Did he keep the bowl?
I don't think they let him keep his bowl.
What could he possibly do?
Just cheer him on, clap as they go by. Good job today, Mac.
Okay.
I feel like he could definitely stamp license plates.
Okay.
Which didn't exist at the time.
No, did not.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like every time you ever see a prison gang in a movie, they're just like using pickaxe on rocks. And right. I don't know what they're doing, making big rocks into little rocks.
Breaking rocks.
Breaking. So he can swing a pickaxe. He's got those big buff shoulders.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Now he's got to be careful because he doesn't know where he's looking.
No, that's what I mean.
And he can't get out of the way if something bad happens.
There's no depth perception.
That's right. There's no depth perception. No. And he can't get out of the way. He has no legs.
Right.
So he's just sitting there chopping rocks for the rest of his life. And once he goes back, the murder stops. So they'd be like, yeah, we definitely have our guy.
Yeah.
That is the story of Billy and the Bull.
It's one of the most messed up stories I've ever
heard.
It's
so funny. It's not supposed to be. I'm such a bad person, but I love Billy and the Bull. I love that story.
Somehow I'm feeling like Billy and the Bull still got the short end of the stick.
He did.
Can I be honest with you? As you were talking about the punishment, I thought you were going to tell me that they put the bull over some like fire. I was like, oh my God, this is so messed up.
John's not allowed to punish people because he thinks of really messed up things.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, so we'll have a brand new Saturday Morning Serial in another 2 weeks. Hey, make sure you rate our podcast. It does us so much, such a benefit for all of us. Thank you.